yet, Mark?
I am getting my shot next Wednesday. I'm going through the same process everyone else has within county government. So
yep.
I'm number 5 on my my office's list. So next Wednesday, I'm getting my shot.
Good for you. Let's see here. We have, it seems like we had more doses in Dutchess County this week, like 5,500. Is that right?
Yeah, we saw a significant increase both in Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots. We're hoping next week, actually, we see another sizable bump. But, you know, we're now at 80,000 Dutchess County residents receiving their first doses. That's about 28%. By this time next week, we'll have exceeded 30% of the population, which has really been the target we wanted to get to this weekend. So we're very close to hitting that with distribution. And, you know, the supply is finally picking up. People, you know, need to be patient still. We're almost there as far as, you know, getting enough supply to meet demand. But we're making good progress.
So why is the positivity rate kind of hanging in and not going down much? What's going on with that?
Well, we think it's really three things. One, you know, people are tired of following the basic protocols, the basic expectations. We know that.
Yeah.
Number two, traveling. People are traveling. Spring break and sort of social gatherings are on the rise because of the change in weather. But third, and I think we should be aware of it, we know that the variants are in the region. We know that the New York and the UK variant are in the region. They transmit at a much higher rate. And we suspect all of these things have been keeping the mid-Hudson to Long Island numbers a little bit higher than we'd want them to be right now. But we want people to be safe. So, you know, if you're not feeling well, now's not the time to go off to work or school. Monitor your own health. If you don't have to travel, don't. And if you do, when you're out and around, just follow those basic mitigation, those basic protocols we've talked about this whole year. We're almost there.
I hope so, sir. We're talking to Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Pop-up clinics, do we have any coming up soon, sir?
We do. So we're doing them every week, localized. This week we were in the city of Beacon. We expect to be in Pine Plains next week, and then Hyde Park, and then Millerton, and then back down to Southern Dutchess. So we're making the rounds doing... several hundred doses in each of these pop-up clinics are generally the Johnson & Johnson shot. Additionally, we're doing home visits with a couple of our healthcare providers and the Office for the Aging. So we're doing several hundred home visits a week. And you're also going to see small clinics in senior housing complexes beginning next week in the city of Poughkeepsie. So we'll be doing that throughout the county over the next several months.
Nice. What about a booster? Are we going to need a booster in a year? What's up with that?
Well, Dr. Anil Wadian, our Commissioner of Health, who's an infectious disease doctor, does think that, like the flu shot, this may become annualized. Hopefully it's not necessary, but like the flu shot, it'll become annualized. But you'll also be in a position to make that choice. And I think, as he'll say, you know, the closer we are to herd immunity and the fact that there will always be people willing to take the dose, we should be able to weather this particular virus. It'll just take a little more time.
DutchessNY.gov, that is the website. And, by the way, if you don't have internet access, I'm going to give you a telephone number, 845-486-3555. Just follow the instructions on the phone, and you'll be good to go if you don't have internet access. And there are people that don't. I mean, seniors that don't. I mean, I understand that. I do, but I do understand it. It doesn't mean that I'm...
You're entirely literate when it comes to technology.
Thank you, Mark. I like that. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, I know you're on a busy schedule today, man. We'll cut you loose, and we'll chat again next Friday, all right?
Thanks, Bob. Be safe and stay healthy. We'll talk soon.
You got it. All right. Good job, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
I appreciate it. I got a lot of kids today.
No problem at all, man. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot. Be well. The energy...